Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I have a significant number of family members and friends who work in the UPMC system. The smartest doctors on earth saved my life when I had cancer. And the smartest doctors on earth right now are in the middle of a clinical trial involving COVID-19. And I wanted to grab Dr. Judy Martin, professor of pediatrics at Children's Hospital. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just so lucky to have you. Tell me about this trial and what it means, please.
So certainly, we are all in the midst of this pandemic and trying to figure out our way forward. And, we are really lucky here with the Pittsburgh Vaccine Trial Unit to have been selected to participate in a phase 3 vaccine trial that will be starting shortly to prevent disease due to SARS-CoV-2 infection.
How's this work, doctor? Because most of us don't know anything about it.
Yeah, so it is a little complicated, and as you know, there's been a lot of talk about how vaccine trials do occur in the United States. So just in some simple terms, there are three phases that usually happen. The first phase is where the vaccine is tested in humans, where they're really just first looking for safety. That there aren't any big adverse effects of that. And they start to look at what dose might work. Then in phase 2, they really are focused even more precisely on the dose that's going to provide a response in the blood, as well as continuing to look at safety. And then phase 3, what we're talking about starting very soon, are the studies where we're really now trying to see, okay, we know the dose, we're assured that it's safe to use in humans, and we want to see if it will prevent disease caused by SARS-CoV-2 in adults.
It's actually fascinating, doctor. Am I right here? This seems to be an accelerated pace, doctor.
Yeah. So I do want to reassure everyone that while the pace seems to be very accelerated, the places where things are moving faster have to do with kind of working several steps ahead of what we would be doing under normal circumstances. So all of the safety precautions are still in place. So these studies are regulated by the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA. And those steps are still occurring. Again, these different phases, you have to look at all of the data in each phase before you move to the next phase. But what has been accelerated is that we have been preparing for a potential phase 3 vaccine now for several months. So before it was even, ready to move forward,
nice.
We've been preparing. So we've been putting money into getting the facilities ready, hiring the people to be able to conduct these studies. And under normal circumstances, you would never be putting money into those areas before you know that the studies are really moving forward. And so that's really what's accelerated, is that we're moving the process forward in terms of having the money to support that accelerated rate.
Dr. Judy Martin, professor of pediatrics at Children's with UPMC. Hey, doctor. How do you choose the patients? How does this happen? How do you choose the folks that you're going to try this on?
So certainly, you know, this is a research study, and so we are looking for volunteers. It's only the people that are interested in participating, and we would sit down with each individual and have a conversation about the specifics of the study, make sure that they understand the process and are willing to undertake that study. There are specific what we call inclusion and exclusion criteria for any research study. And specifically what we're looking for this study are adults, because we want to start with adults.
Sure.
And these are adults who do not have a history of having infection already with SARS-CoV-2.
Hey, Doctor, just this news had the stock market exploding. Not that you care about the stock market, but it has folks very optimistic, suggesting that the early returns are positive. Is that accurate, Doctor?
Yes. So there are some early information that was just published yesterday in the New England Journal of Medicine. These are the published results of that phase one study, which are very encouraging, you know, showing that there's some mild side effects as you would anticipate with any vaccine. But the blood work that they did on these individuals do show promising results, and that's what's allowing that then to move forward to the next phase. I think that's what everyone's excited about.
I love what you're doing here. It's so exciting for people. What's the next phase? And everybody's saying this could get to market early next year. Is that possible, Doctor?
So that process isn't entirely clear to me. Again, this is all FDA regulated, and the study itself is going to take some time, because after we give the vaccine, we need to see if the participants in the study develop infection with SARS-CoV-2. So that could take months before enough individuals get infection or not to be able to make comparisons between the study groups. So I think we are all eager to see what that time frame is, but it's very difficult to say at this point. What we can do is to try to enroll individuals in the studies as quickly as we can so that we can get results faster.
Doctor, on an emotional level, it's got to be exciting to be right in the middle of making history. It has to be, right?
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
So I've wanted to be an infectious disease doctor all my life, and to be part of this is truly an honor, and to be able to bring it to the city of Pittsburgh, you know, where so many people are desperate to do something, it at least makes me feel like I'm trying to do something to help us out of this bad situation.
Good for you. I can imagine it's like being on a Super Bowl team. Doctor, you're the best. You made my day. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, and you have an excellent one.
Wow. That's good stuff. Good stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.